I call a meeting, no roll call, please.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Here.
Congressman Shaw?
Here.
Congressman Supranolf?
Here. Next item of business is prayer. Could you, Maria, could you give us a morning prayer?
Yes, sir. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you bestow on us. We just praise you because you remind us. We just ask that you be with us today as we go through our day. Lord, just help our hearts and our minds interact with each other in a kind and good way, Lord. We just ask that you give us wisdom and knowledge to do the work of the people here. We just pray blessings on the Osage people, Lord. I just ask that you comfort those that are in mourning today and that you be with those that are sick, Lord. Just be with our children. Just help develop their minds. And, Lord, just be with the hearts of our elders. Lord, sometimes they just need a little extra attention, Lord. And I just pray that you keep us mindful to respect and honor them. All these things I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Maria. Next, I'd like to ask the committee to consider approval of the minutes of December 27th. Do I have a motion to approve?
Summary.
Second.
All favor say yes?
Yes.
Minutes of December 27th approved. Next item of business is consideration of legislation. At this time, we have no legislation assigned to this committee, so we'll go on to item number six. Discussion of ONCR 1642. This was requested by Congressman Tillman, so this time I'll recognize you, Congressman.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Appreciate you being here today for discussion of ONCR 16-42. I would like to again go over the resolution so that we all have it fresh in our minds as we go forward in discussions. Sponsored by myself, co-sponsored by William Supranolf, Alice Buffalohead, Shannon Edwards, John Maker, James Norris, Angela Pratt, Ron Shaw, and Maria Wyden. A resolution to state the intended purpose, Blue Stem Ranch, LLC, to support the Blue Stem Ranch, LLC board management of the entire Blue Stem Ranch as initially supported and championed to the Osage Nation Congress by Principal Chief Standing Bear. Be it resolved by the Osage Congress of the Osage Nation, whereas the Osage Nation Congress finds that Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear initially supported a subsidiary limited liability company being created under Tallgrass Enterprises, LLC, for the purpose of managing Blue Stem Ranch. Two, the Osage Nation Congress finds that Principal Chief Standing Bear and Tallgrass Enterprises, LLC, brought the idea of creating the Blue Stem Ranch, LLC, to the members of Congress. Three, the Osage Nation Congress was assured by Principal Chief Standing Bear that creating the Blue Stem Ranch, LLC board would separate the management of Blue Stem Ranch from political interference, and the Blue Stem Ranch, LLC board has not received any cooperation from the office of the principal chief in allowing the board to obtain a lease to the approximate 43,000 acres of Blue Stem Ranch. Now therefore be it resolved, the Osage Nation Congress hereby supports the Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board and its intended purpose of leasing and managing the entirety of the approximate 43,000 acres of Blue Stem Ranch on behalf of the Osage Nation. And further requests that the principal chief publicly support the Blue Stem Ranch LLC Board, adopted by the Osage Nation Congress on this 27th day of September 2016. Unanimously in favor, 12 votes, 0 against, and no absences. So with that, I would like to make a motion for the committee to approve a public hearing to discuss the management of the Blue Stem Ranch with members of Congress and members of executive and members of the Blue Stem Ranch Board on Gray Horse, February the 12th, which is a Sunday at 2:30 p.m.
Second.
Motion made and second. Any discussion?
I support this public meeting. I want to be clear about our intent. We haven't had one during my time on Congress, but I don't mean to say this is the first one in a while, perhaps. But I'm curious as our goals, so that we can know what we're planning, what we want to accomplish, or what we're planning to find out with the public hearing, so that way we can feel better about what I'm voting for.
Also, gentlemen.
I think the goals as we move forward, first of all, is to inform the public, because I've received numerous emails, phone calls, texts, letters from constituents from multiple states that don't really have a grasp of what is going on. They haven't heard from the board. They haven't heard. All five board members are confirmed to be there. They all wish to speak on what they were told from initial meetings and throughout their entirety to where they are today. The big goal, is to continue to let the board manage the entire, as the resolution says, ONCR 1642, the entire Blue Stem Ranch. That's the goal.
Would it be your thought, perhaps, that kind of supporters this up here, that if such information about how we got to where we are is described in the resolution, were made public, that it might influence the executive branch to reconsider their current management strategy.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Letting it be known. I just wanted a question, if I may, Mr. Chairman. That would be, does Gray Horse have Wi-Fi capability? Would this be something like have a live audio video like we have here at the chambers?
I did discuss that with a member of the executive's IT. Gray Horse Community Building does not have Wi-Fi available, but they did say that the Language Building does have internet access, and they have a classroom that can seat 40 to 50 people there. But we will be sure to have our recording equipment there so that we can record it and post it later.
Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's not completely ruled out. I have a phone call into Scott Heskett, who works over at Joe Hall's house. They have internet access. Hopefully there's a way to set up some sort of antenna so that we can accomplish the live audio. I understand that the video eats up more broadband, so at least I think there's a possibility that we can accomplish the audio side of it. If not, the recording will be made available and posted later that day on the website.
I'd like to mention, you know, this, a few members of this committee toured facilities in Fairfax just recently, and they, we were told that the senior citizens and building, what do they call it?
Family Center, Fairfax Family Center.
Childcare Center, was to be completed by February the 1st. I don't know if it is or not, or will be, but it has capacity of 400 people. And I don't know if it has Wi-Fi or not. That would be a real good opportunity to let the committee, the public see that new facility. It's just a suggestion, but I don't know for sure if it's finished or not.
I'll look into that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Maria?
Did the motion state where in Fairfax or just?
I did not have that it stated.
Gray Horse.
Anything other than Gray Horse.
And Gray Horse.
Community building.
Dawn?
Did you also invite the, or do we need to have there the other LLC involved with there?
That would be part of the public. It's a public hearing, so they would be part of the public.
Maria?
I don't think we need to do it by motion, but I think that Congressman Tillman is spearheading this activity for this committee. And I think that quite possibly some invitations, some formal invitations going out to outside entities. I think that's a good suggestion to invite the board. I know you've invited Kristen Board, the Tallgrass panel wants to be there, or the executive. It would be good to do some invitations. I think that this body by far does not use the public hearing enough. And I think it's for informational purposes to get groups of people together that are concerned about what's going on in their government. And my understanding and our rules of public hearing says that the people that show up will be heard. So that's an opportunity for this body to show the people that we serve that we want to hear from you on this issue in particular. So I support this, and I'll be voting yes.
I don't think it needs to be part of this motion, but we will have to call a committee, notice a committee meeting. It'll be a Commerce Committee meeting.
Yes.
And at the beginning of that meeting, Congress describes some rules such as limited debate so that somebody doesn't get up in the filibuster for 50 minutes or something.
Yeah.
But that'll just be a part of a normal hearing.
Just one additional, there has been, what I say, a moderate amount of response from ranchers, Osage and non-Osage alike, that will be there to support the board. And the board also and their families will be there as well. So with having said that, I think it'll be well attended. And I'll make another motion after this is over, but I'd like to call the question.
Before we do, Congressman Shaw, did you have a question?
Yeah, I just, I'm not really asking so much about the merits of it. I support it. My questioning shouldn't be perceived as questioning the merits of your motion, but rather, is the format just to a chance to address this committee and other attendees at the public hearing in a formal public format, their concerns or their findings about the Blue Stem Ranch, or is it sworn testimony? Are people sworn in? So it's really just people speak. There's no swearing in. There's no legal ramifications. Like that. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Well, in our rules, we have two modes of hearing, and one is called a congressional hearing, and one's called a public hearing. Public hearing is informational, less formal. A congressional hearing would be sworn testimony that would be recorded. So we do have means to do both, and this is a more formal setting.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's it. What, who?
Brandon.
Oh, right.
Congresswoman White, I'll make a comment that I was going to make.
Okay. I'd like to call for a question. All in favor, say yes.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion carried. Now, pertaining to that, we had a meeting with the Bluestone Board last Thursday.
Tuesday, I thought.
Wednesday. Anyway, it went from 2 till...
Wednesday.
It's been a long week.
Wednesday. It went from 2 o'clock till 7:12 at night, and I would hate for you all to have missed that. So, Maria, you were the one of the few that stayed, so would you like to give kind of a report on that, the outcome of that meeting, just the pertinent thing?
Well, to me, the most exciting outcome of the meeting is that we have cattle on Osage-owned property, beautiful prime ranch land that has a big O-N brand on the side of it. We have 600 head of bred cows, and they're the people's cows. Actually, they're Bluestem Ranch LLC, which is a subsidiary of Tallgrass, which is a wholly owned company of the Osage Nation. So I consider those to be Osage cattle. And so that's the most exciting thing to me about it. But also I see an active board that are experts in their field that know what they're doing. And I see them working together to work out the questions and the business of running a ranch for the people. And they work well together. They identify needs that they have. They identify strengths that they have. And they're doing the best they can with this business under the circumstances they're working, which is not having cooperation from this government to know how much land they're going to end up having. So they have provided us a great plan. Their plan is to use 43,000 acres, but without the cooperation of the executive letting them know what their capabilities are, it's difficult for them to execute their plans. And so they're having to shift, but I see them being very nimble to be able to do that. So I'm impressed with their ability. They'd like to run the whole ranch. But they're going to take what the executive is offering them. They're going to step into every offer that they have. So I'm excited about it. I think one of the main questions that we asked of them is, are you still interested in being the manager of the Bluestem Ranch, the in whole? And they say yes, that they are. And just not their perspective, but my perspective is what I'm going to put out now. And I think that people do agree with my perspective. Unless we have one group, one entity, one body managing all of the acreage, it's going to be difficult to be successful in keeping our land up, keeping the fence up, keeping a spray and burn program going, because those pastures are huge. And if you're going to burn in a pasture, you're going to have to, especially if you have cow-calf operation, you're going to have to move those out to another pasture. You're going to have to rotate your burn cycles. And without one body that's managing our holdings out there that knows the whole story that's going on, I don't see us being as successful as we could be. And that's Maria's opinion right there. So I think that I've said enough, and I'll quit. What do you call that? Call you grandstanding? Is that what you call that?
No,
I'll be quiet.
She didn't get enough sleep last night working on her speech.
What he says. I would like to carry on with that, because by the end of next week, they'll have 800 cattle on facility, which will pretty well fill the available land that they have. They only have 9,000 acres now.
Bred cows.
And bred cattle that will be calving in spring, and they have $1,800,000 still left to buy cattle. They are expanding and have the ability to expand, and they are, have been approved to issue a supplemental to their bid, which when it's completed, they can demonstrate that their value to the nation, their return to the nation in increased assets, is probably double or triple what anyone else has bid. So one of the purposes of this public hearing, I think, is to show, to demonstrate to the public that we should prevent or encourage the executive branch, discourage the executive branch from leasing, making long-term leases on land which will block their expansion. And because it'd be detrimental to the interests of the Osage Nation, we can make two or three times as much money as we would make off of grazing this land. But we also need to have one entity in control of the whole facility to coordinate the rotation of burns and grazing. And it's that type of information that hopefully we can get out to the public in this public forum, because it's not getting out any other way. I mean, I haven't seen this in the newspaper or anywhere, right? I don't know. Maybe we haven't said it where you could repeat it. I don't know from the newspaper, but it's not being put out there. Uh-oh, here we go. Raymond?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick comment. There is one entity that has complete control over those things, and it's the ENR department, and it's that way by Osage law. Thank you.
The ENR department, in our last meeting, reported that they had been out there and that they could not find Cerisa Lespedeza anywhere on the property. So they need some help, I think.
Can I ask a question to that point?
Where?
So the ENR department's gonna are making the agreements to put cattle out there?
No.
Okay. So they don't have complete management authority of that ranch.
I would just invite the members of Congress to revisit the legislation that Congress has passed regarding the ENR's authorities, which are very broad, on that ranch. That's all I'm doing. Thank you, sir.
For ENR functions.
Councilman Shaw, do you have a
question? I think, Mr. Chairman, you answered part of the question I was going to ask. Which portion of the land is the cattle on? And you said 9,000 acres. So is there a lease that's been approved between the Blue Stem and the nation? Or it's a tended lease?
I think they're calling it a trespass agreement or something like that. There is a memorandum of understanding of some type.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think it's signed, but
I'm unaware of a document of any sort. I think that it's word of mouth agreement at this point. I'm unaware of any executed document. It doesn't exist. Maybe it's written up. I don't even know that the board has seen it. Are you aware if the board has a document in their possession?
I don't know if they have a written agreement or not. I know I do have I was at a meeting. I was the only one from Congress there with the chief that committed to giving them 16,000 acres and an offer to possibly another 8,000 for Buffalo Preserve, But this is all in the discussion phase. It's not committed to writing. That's where all of it is right now, I think. I believe there are some agreements with maybe two other individuals. TDLS sent us those. Those sent out to everybody, weren't they? The agreements?
The revenue coming in, I said.
Yeah.
The receipts.
Everybody has those on maybe two or three people that have paid rent. Alice, did you have a question?
Just that I would reiterate some of what Assistant Principal Chief said. I started looking into wildlife laws and came across a piece of legislation that actually Chief Standingbear sponsored when he was here on Congress that was co-sponsored by at least six other members of Congress. I wasn't one of them, but it did give ENR quite a bit of authority, is what I found in my research looking at the wildlife laws. So the committee might visit it, because it's been 2.5 years, I think, since Congress passed it. I mean, we passed so many things, it's hard to keep up with the amount of pieces of legislation from 2, 3, 4 years ago. So you might revisit it. And ENR had talked with me around the same time and said they didn't find that grass that you mentioned where they were, but they also said there's 42,000 acres. We have not been to every single aspect of this ranch. I don't know that anyone, they just said when they went out there, the couple of times they were there in the area that they were at, they didn't see that grass, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. They were just telling me they hadn't seen it where they had been. So just wanted to throw that out for the committee.
We questioned whether they were even on the ranch because of everywhere we stopped without even specifying where we were going to stop, we found it. Maria, if you have a question.
Yes, I'm familiar with the, I'm pulling it up right now. We passed that law when we were funding the water studies that we did, the law that Congressman, or the Assistant Chief Redcorn and Congressman Buffalohead is referring to. We passed that law for ENR to give them broad authority for the purposes of exploring and expanding our water rights, I think. So I'll go back and I'll take a look at that. Thank you for pointing it out to me. We may have it expanded further than we really wanted to, because water was the issue at the time and not surface ownership at the time. So we'll take a look and see what that says. Thank you.
John Maker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I'm sorry I wasn't able to attend those meetings, but where do we stand in the process of going into trust at this time? Do we know where we are in that process?
Well, I guess probably Assistant Chief would be more familiar with that than any of us.
I'm not intimately involved in that, but I can tell you that from where my office is and from the meetings I sit in, it receives daily attention and movement from the Principal Chief. And that is, I mean, constant. It's a constant source of discussion. It's a constant checking of where things are in the system.
68.
It's a constant referral to the folks that are lobbyists and others that we've hired to move the issue forward, make sure it keeps moving. And I really can't think of it. It's right up there in the top three or four things that we pay attention to every day. So I think that's the best description of, or the best indicator. It's moving forward as fast as we can make it go. Thank you.
But that is the type of questions that maybe I hope we bring out in this public hearing, because one of the questions that we asked during that meeting with the directors, I forgot the date, but was that we asked Melissa Curry, who's kind of overseeing the land and trust. We asked her if an unrecorded memorandum of understanding would have any effect on the land and trust process, and she agreed that it wouldn't. In other words, we could right now enter into an agreement with the Bluestem Board for the whole 43,000 acres, and it wouldn't stop the land and trust issue.
I did speak with Melissa yesterday a little bit further, in real informal, about that, and she still concurred that that wasn't, that would probably not be a hindrance or considered an encumbrance. But of course, she's not the final word on that. Also, she did say that the land into trust issue, that she's on the phone with him every day about all of our parcels that we're trying to put into trust right now. But I think that, well, I'll talk to you about that later. Okay. Yeah. So she's on it.
Okay, we have till 11:30. If you want to bring out any more things here that have pertained to that meeting, Congressman Tillman.
I just would like to make another motion for the Communications Department of the Osage Nation to attend the hearing on February the 12th.
To request them.
To attend in video?
To attend in video and record what they do.
Do you want the committee chair to make that request officially for the committee?
That'd be fine.
Okay. Could you make note of that? So I won't forget it. Send a letter. One other thing.
Do you have that motion?
Oh, you want to vote on that? Okay.
Or do we?
It was a motion.
Do you have that?
I have a motion for the committee department, or committee, communications department, to attend and video the hearing on February 12th, 2017 at Gray Horse. I think that public hearing.
I'll second it just
and
as long as
for
the chair.
The chair to notify the communications department.
Second.
Of that request.
All in favor, say aye.
I'd like to make a amendment to the motion. Would you, my amendment would be, would you insert in there to provide live audio? In other words, I just want them to show up and not do anything to record. I wanted to know that we would like live audio. I realize that may not be possible, but I think if it comes as a direct aid, we'll work a little hard. Because I really think for it to have the impact that we want, some live version of it, if it's all audio, it would be much better.
Is that an amendment to the
yes.
motion? I'll second that.
Do you want to restate the motion, or do you want to amend the motion?
Was it just an amendment?
Yeah, he's made a motion to amend it.
Everybody in favor of the motion? Are they amendment?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. John?
If we're in discussion, what about the Osage News? Are they considered part of the public, or are they getting an invitation as well?
I can invite them.
You going to be there, Scoop?
The paper goes after the whole time.
Scoop said he'd be there.
Okay. The paper goes after
28 at 5, so yeah.
So can we vote on the main motion?
Yeah, let's all favor the motion. Oh, I thought we voted on an amendment.
You need to vote on the amendment as amended.
Yeah.
The motion is amended.
The motion is amended.
Yes.
Yeah. Motion as amended.
Okay.
So now we got to vote on that.
All right. Everybody in favor of the motion as amended?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Motion carried. A point was brought up about that apparently we need to revisit this in our law and make some changes there if that's going to cause us problems.
It's ONCA 1268. I remember passing it well, but I don't remember all of its content. So ONCA 1268.
I emailed that to you.
You emailed it to me? Good. Okay.
Any other discussion on, with this committee?
Is there any other more motions?
Do we have any motions?
No, but I just wanted to have discussion here at the table. I believe that Congressman Tillman, I don't think we need a motion for this, but it's, when he was talking to me about the public forum, or the forum, it was hearing, and he's wanting to feed the people to show up, so there's going to be food there, frito pies or something like that. So that'll be advertised.
Would you restate to me, you said somebody's going to bring meat pies?
Frito pies.
That's why I giggled with the way she said, frito pies.
Frito pies.
I don't know, have you guys ever seen that little Belize commercial that that guy rides that little bike around through the street saying, meat pie, meat pie, meat pie, meat pie, have you ever seen that? It's a crazy commercial.
I think you're making that up.
No, I'm not, it was funny. Anyway, no, we're going to have frito pies or something, beans, cornbread, I don't know, chili.
Okay, any other discussion on the council for the committee? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Men adjourn.
So do you think you're, are you going to be having any more tours going out to the ferries?
Any more what?
Down the ride at the back, the very back of the bus. It's like, you're like this the whole time.
Everybody's calling me, said, when's there going to be another tour?
I got sick, motion sickness, I've never had that.